The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, you could say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Mr. versus Mrs. LaGrasso versus LaGrasso, exclusively here on the Russo brand. I'm Noelle. I'm the Mrs. This is my husband, Big Vito. He is the Mr. For those of you just joining us for the first time, this is our little debate show where you guys decide what we actually do in our actual lives. What
now, happens hold on. Before she goes any further, all right? Just in case you're new and you're trying to check it out, people, so you know what I mean? I'm the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G, okay? I'm a former Knickerbocker, former rapper with Biggie Smalls. Okay,
you said Knickerbocker.
That's right, because I'm a former player with the Knicks. Okay, my wife said, how do you do it? How did you play with the Knicks? What did you do? Okay, played on the 10-day contract. When you're on the 10-day contract, you don't even make the alumni page, all right? I've got many 10-day contracts in the vault, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard you do at least, 15 podcasts today. Did you do, 15 podcasts today?
I've been on since 3 o'clock.
And every podcast you did, you told these poor people that you are a New York Knick. And you've never been a Knick, Vito.
I've been a Knick. I have 10-day contracts, okay? And then I used to be a former rapper with Biggie Smalls back in the day. You know, the B.I.G.
You weren't any of these things.
B-I-G-V from the L-O-G, girl.
You know, listen, we had some things that are supposed to occur and some things that have occurred. So I have to fill everybody in on what the hot news is.
How handsome you guys are looking today. Those garage workouts are working.
Can I finish what I was saying?
Did I tell you how exquisite you're looking today?
I know.
How hot you're looking?
It's the diet.
Especially, we went to the pool today. It was a very lovely day. We got some good color. I mean,
the same color as my sweatshirt today.
I'm not.
No.
So,
can I finish?
Go ahead.
You keep cutting me off today.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Vito, I just realized something. We ordered those chicken McNuggets because you're supposed to eat the 40 chicken McNuggets on the show. And I ordered them. And I heard you yell, they're here, but I don't see the bag. I thought you brought the bag in here.
Come on, babe.
The chicken McNuggets. You said, babe, the chicken McNuggets are here. And then you're supposed to eat them.
I did.
What do you mean you did? When? Where?
Babe, when they came. You know, see honey mustard?
Come here.
Honey mustard.
Do you smell like honey mustard?
Yeah.
Where's the trash? Did you throw them away? Or did you eat them?
I ate them, baby.
You're supposed to eat them on the show as your punishment. You ate the 40 McNuggets.
Wait a minute. But I got the McNuggets. They were outside. They were hot. So I ate them. What did you want me to do? Make them cold?
No, you're supposed to eat them on the show. You didn't eat them on the show.
Guys, I smell like honey mustard. I only eat honey mustard, chicken McNuggets. It's my thing. I did what I was supposed to. Can we get on with this?
Yeah. So apparently Vito ate 40 chicken McNuggets and I missed it. But he does smell like honey mustard. And
I told you.
Let me taste you.
See, it's on the side of my plate.
And he tastes like honey mustard. I'm going to assume he ate the nuggets. The other thing is, you lost again.
I did not lose.
You didn't.
Baby.
Baby, you lost. But you were close. The Rock had more than you. You had 42% of the vote after all was said and done. So it was closer than I thought. You mean the first, you were getting pretty buried, pretty heavy. But then people said The Rock has had some stinkers and Vito has had some excellent performance.
This coolness, this face, this beautiful bod. I'm telling The Rock against me. Russo brand, all right? This is a message for you guys. Stink. Stay now that
these
The Rock,
you
hold on a second. I'm going to say this, okay? You voted for The Rock. Did The Rock ever come on here and entertain you? Did The Rock ever say hello to you?
He may have entertained them.
Did The Rock ever come to the Russo brand and do anything for F-R-E-E, which means free?
You're not doing anything for free either. Okay. I am. You get paid.
All right. Did The Rock, now all the prices in the Russo brand are going to go up. Up, 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 because you voted for The Rock. The Rock's going to call, hey, do you know your role? You got to raise the prices because I got to pay the toll. I can't get over that these people have voted for The Rock. You stink, Russo brand. You know, I'm the people's album. The people's album.
So you lost again. And one more loss and you're up to another punishment, I do believe. Oh, no, wait. It's either one or two. I got to figure it out. Could be two.
So who's on the Mount Rushmore?
Randy Savage, Hulk Hogan, Noel Harlow LaGrasso, and The Rock. How I'm on the Mount Rushmore, I have no idea, but I'm there. So
we need one more J-Bo to complete it.
No, Mount Rushmore has four presidents, genius.
Is it five faces?
No, it's only four.
I always thought it was five, girl.
Well, when I was in middle school, I thought it was a natural occurrence, like God made it. I wasn't really smart when I was a kid. I'm smart now, but it wasn't then. Oh, really? Album?
I am the people's album.
You're
the people's album.
You're real smart. What's your topic for today? And I apologize. I said I wasn't going to let him pick any more topics, but this one is a pertinent topic that needs to be handled. Because last night, some things came up outside of our home. Well, wait, that doesn't sound right. A topic came up. And now Vito wants to revisit a topic. And you guys are going to decide what he's going to do.
Okay, guys. Listen. All right. The garage workouts for the past 2 months, okay, have been working. Okay. The tan is in check. I'm getting the birthday, you know, groove.
Can
on.
You just... Get okay. to the topic.
Would you stop rushing me?
Say the topic.
Jesus Christ.
No, you.
Jesus Christ. You didn't even want to be, like, you don't even want to be married anymore.
That's not true.
Know what she did all week, okay? Monday morning. Last Monday, what'd she do? Laughed in my face. Tuesday morning, I didn't even open my eyes. Laughing over me, hovering over me. Wednesday, I get up, right? Come to get my coffee. And what happens? She's laughing in the office. Thursday, she's laughing on the phone with her girlfriend.
No, it was my mom.
Your mother, who I don't even like anymore.
Why? Is it because of the pizza? My mom called and asked who won when Vito wrestled pizza. Vito or the pizza? And I said, well, literally, we all won because Vito wrestled pizza. And it's funny. I couldn't help it. I'm trying to control myself.
All right, so what happened, people, right? I've been... Laughed at, humiliated, and then The Rock, you people voted for The Rock. What has The Rock ever done for you personally? Does he come on and do Christmas shows? Remember the great Kenny Bolin show I did for Christmas? Remember that one?
I edited it, I recall.
Yeah, right? Wasn't I great? No, I did it for you, okay? When Russo, he needs backup, and who does he go to? Does he go to disco? Does he go to Ben Amin, who hasn't been anywhere? Stevie Richard with the Steve One Move, Stevie Kick, right? Or does he go to the Arsenal, the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G, from Staten Island, New York, to bring a baseball bat, a pistol, and a whip? Because I'm going to do damage, right?
Are you done? You still haven't said your topic yet. My God, I've never met a longer
No, because people are freaking voting against me every week. I'm tired of it.
Listen, bring it down, all right? Bring it down. Take a deep breath.
I wear Versace.
Nobody cares. Say the topic.
Topic
I can't
is.
Take anymore.
Topic is next month is my birthday. Okay? And I'd like to revisit. Should you have a bachelor party on your birthday? Go get a room with the guys, spend a weekend at the beach, do your stuff, you know, act like guys, you know. Guy stuff. Weekend, beach.
Okay, so this came up last night during a conversation.
Family event.
It was a family event yesterday. We had some family here. We are social distancing, just so you all are aware. It was a safe family event. But it is Vito's birthday. Preston's birthday, Lily Fox's husband, was when the coronavirus started. If you guys recall, Vito took him out and tried to hook him up with a 400-pound fat lady.
She's not 400 pounds.
Who was 80. And last night he said she had on this bright-ass green jacket, and he was just appalled. So they missed his birthday. And then Maggie's dad, Jim Hirsch, it's his 70th birthday. So the girls had already started putting in effect a party planning committee, basically, to see what we were going to do. First, it just started for Vito, and then it was like, well, Preston, and then, well, Jim. And then so now it's this massive thing. So all of a sudden, Vito is trying to get Jim Hirsch and Preston to have a bachelor party. But none of these MFers are getting married, and they're just having birthdays. So why don't you just have a birthday? Why do you have to have strippers and stuff? And then Jim said hookers. Jim said hookers yesterday.
Jim is the one who's older than everybody, and he's the one who said it. I didn't.
Doesn't matter. Jim said hookers yesterday.
And Preston didn't.
Preston did not. Preston was very quiet because he knows you tried to fix him up with 400
pounds. Hold on a second. His mother-in-law and his wife were there. How quiet are you going
to
be?
No, it's because he didn't want to get hooked up with a 400-pound lady that's bald and old because he said it out loud several times yesterday.
He's got to downplay it because it was that damn good.
You spit on me. So Vito thinks that it's now appropriate for him to say that they should have a bachelor party as opposed to just having a birthday party, which is what regular people do. But Lord knows at the LaGrasso house, we don't do what regular people do. We have to do insanely weird things so everybody thinks we're crazy. Go ahead, Vito.
Guys, like I said the last time, you know, we should have back. Now, if it's one day out of the year where you take, you know, you take a weekend with the guy, why not do it for your birthday? What's wrong with celebrating your birthday and going away for a weekend, you know, and just doing your thing, go to the gym, go to the beach, go to the clubs, you know what I mean?
Why does it have to be a bachelor party? That's what you're saying, you want a bachelor party. And we already said that what comes with the bachelor party is a certain connotation of presenting yourself as the last fling. This is not a last fling. There is no fling. If you don't want to be spitting chiclets, there better be no fling.
You know
fling.
Why this won't be a last fling? Because next year I have another bachelor party.
I said the connotation of a last fling. It's the last fling before the ring. Am I not correct in saying that, sir? Am I not correct in saying that? Isn't a bachelor party called the last fling before the ring? Am I not correct, sir?
Why can't we have a birthday fling?
I'll fling you off a local bridge, maybe.
But why you gotta be violent?
Because you irritate.
We're on
every
the Russo brand.
You irritate.
In the People's Album.
The People's Album, you in the mouth. You are not the People's Album. You don't even own an album.
I do own an album.
One album. One album. Frank Sinatra. Ah. That's the only album. Anyway, Vito, why can't you just let the girls plan what we have? We have something amazing planned. Like, it's not even small. It's like a big deal. I can't tell you because there's a whole committee involved. And you know, there's like a two-year-old baby is the president of the committee. And she gets really mad when you spill her secrets. You know, that kind of thing. So we can't tell you what it is. But it's this great, great big thing. It involves lots of great things. Why would you not want that? Why did you look at, and I heard, don't think I did not hear Preston say, oh, Vito, where do you want to go? You want to go to Vegas? You want to go to Punta Cana? Do you want to, you're not going to any of those places because you'll get the COVID.
Hold on a second. Why would Preston, now here's where I got him. Why would Preston want to go to Vegas with the BIGV from the LOG if his birthday stunk so bad?
Because you promised him a better birthday.
But wait a minute. I did what I could, okay? And now he's saying, V, where do you want to go for your birthday? So I shouldn't have to provide for my birthday. He's providing for me. So he's giving me the ideas because he knows on the DL that my birthday bash that I did for Preston was off the charts.
Plus, you lied about the steak.
He had steak.
Bitch, he told you he had 10 and, wings. And I was sitting right there. And then he said, Vito didn't even do shots with me. I had to go home and have shots with the real man of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Harlow.
Hold on. Bitch didn't have shots with me. Beavs didn't do this. And Vito didn't do that. Vito didn't do the
you
other thing.
You always say that, but maybe you should just do good things.
But where does Preston want to go with Vito? Vegas.
Yeah, but Dork Chop, it's your birthday. So he has to do something for your birthday. He has to have some type of birthday celebration for you, correct? So he said, where do you want to go? Because he doesn't want your birthday to end up like his birthday, although you would probably like it, especially if that old lady took her teeth out and put them in a glass. You'd probably be a happy camper. Because everybody knows, like, I'm the exception to your rule. You like the big girls.
I don't like big girls. We seen some big ones at the pool today, didn't we?
Some Carols?
We've seen some Carols.
Big girls are called Carols.
Oh, yeah. Now,
no, there's no person attached to that. It's a song.
So
just wanted to put that out
yeah,
there.
Check it out. But today, because we've been on quarantine and we've slowly been going to the pool, my wife met all the ladies who I hang out in the pool with, right? Very nice lady. I said, this is my wife. And I said, these are the ladies who keep me in check. You know, and what do? We talk about manis and petties and fryers and cooking and stuff like that. At
air
the
fryers. They're very fryers. Big conversations on air fryers. What does this have to do with bachelor party?
And then the one lady who was on the big float with the cowboy hat.
You said the Shawn Michaels hat.
Shawn Michaels hat on, right? She goes, yeah, I had to get a new Jeep. You know, I said, well, what are you driving these days? She goes, oh, Jeep Latitude. It's a blue. If you ever see the blue in this section where she lives, come on over for martinis.
Number one, yes, why does I'm back to my numbers again. Number one, why does every woman impression you say sound like she has some kind of a speech impediment or she's had a bigger stroke than I've had? Yeah. I have the blue Jeep. Like, are they all slow? Like, or are they like?
Come
are they
on
all
over
test?
For martinis
like,
anytime you want. If you see the Jeep in the driveway.
Guys, I was right there. And she was inviting both of us. Oh, my God. I swear to God, if you thought that the sky was blue and I thought that the sky was... That didn't make any sense. If
no,
I said
see, because you know
blue,
the BIGB was working shit at the pool. We had millions and millions of hot ladies around the pool.
That dude whooped your ass this week. Whooped that ass. You lost. So anyway, the bachelor party. Yeah, can we get back? You're such a trailer. Yeah, I mean, you've only been podcasting for like 10 hours. I'm giving you credit. You've been podcasting for like 10 hours now. The debate with this bachelor party is I want to give Vito a party. And it's like, not a party, but like, you know what I mean? Like a massive event. Like it's not even like
event.
A party.
Massive
it's a massive event. And it has like a whole theme to it. And it's awesome because in all seriousness, I feel terrible because Disney World closed and Vito had these amazing plans set for his birthday.
I did.
They were amazing.
They
like,
were
once in a lifetime
off the
Disney
charts.
Plans.
Like, lucky I was bringing my wife, but hey, they were off the charts.
You were going to, if it's Disney, I have to go. They miss me if I don't show up. They ask where I am. Yeah. You know that's the truth. So we had these great plans, and because Disney's closed because of coronavirus, Vito can't do these awesome plans. So me and Lily Fox and Little Lexi, and now we brought Mary on board, are all going to decide, you know, and plan an event. Something that's going to be big and amazing for Vito. Instead, Vito wants to go have a bachelor party because somehow he equates a bachelor party with his birthday instead of a wedding. He's been hitting the head a lot, folks, so I'm not really sure why he thinks that's okay. I don't know why. Why is that okay? Why can't you just have a birthday party like regular people? And the second portion of last night's discussion was, it was brought up that do you want recognition on your birthday or do you just want people to go have a nice birthday or happy birthday? I always do little things. Like last year we went to the Disney Halloween parade with Lily and Preston and we dressed up and not the parade, the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. And that was fine. And the girls took me to dinner at Disney Springs and we had cupcakes and I was happy with that. You know, I'm very simple.
Well, when you're looking like this, the BIGV, and you got swag, baby, you know what I mean? And you're the BIGV from the LOG.
Well, what's the matter with me? I don't look like I have swag. I'm not, like, cool or something.
Baby.
What's the matter with me? I don't look good.
shouldn't say that. Why do you have a tan?
Beautiful, naturally curly hair and naturally big boobs. And
you have a beautiful tan.
I'm sunburned. Look, you can see the white when I touch it. Look at that. I'm burnt. Man, that's terrible. But like, okay, you look like you. That doesn't mean you could go have a bachelor party. You're out there trying to pick up Shawn Michaels clones in the pool today while I'm standing right there. Like, what the hell? You know what? I'm going to look at her a little closer. Maybe she's got a crooked eye, just like Shawn Michaels. So I'm going to check her out.
I don't know.
Maybe she's looking at you and me at the same time. I don't know.
I don't know. But then there was this other lady.
No.
Who was on the float with the bikini?
Some people shouldn't wear string bikinis. Carol, we're talking about.
Let me tell you something. This was awesome, right? Now, granted, right? She had this bikini. Her top, she carried the top of the bikini well, right? She was like good. You have to admit she was good.
Her top was good,
right? When it got past the top, people, this shit fell apart.
What makes me sad for people is when they have all this up here and nothing back here. Because she lost her ass at the casino,
Lost it.
There was nothing. So she had a lot up here, some down here, and in the back, it fell off the cliff.
Things weren't right.
Why are we talking about this in the show when we're supposed to be talking about your need for a birthday bachelor party? Can't you just have one occasion? Like, you're a person, when we were talking last night, I was like, oh, I kind of just like a small thing or a gathering of friends. And next person's like, yeah, I just like a happy birthday or I like to go for drinks. Here's Vita. Well, first off, a month in advance, I put my Amazon wish list on Twitter. And people better get me stuff. And everybody's just like this.
And nobody has gotten me anything from the Russo brand. I have not gotten a gift yet. How could you do this to the BIG?
What, for your birthday?
Yes.
Your birthday's not for another month.
But nobody sent anything in advance to make me happy.
You're not happy with your tan and your glasses and your, I don't know, whatever the hell else you have in life. Oh, yeah, buy him stuff. He's got Versace glasses. Buy him more things.
But like, you know, nobody's sending me pre-game birthday gifts.
I didn't even know that's a thing.
Everybody, go to my profile. Look at my wish list, okay? Wish list is fat, yo. It's fat. And it's affordable. You know, and last year, what did the people from the Russo brand get me? Zero. And this year, they're voting against me and taking it out
on
me.
You get paid.
I don't get paid nothing, girl.
You're lying like a rug. Does he ever tell the truth on this show, guys? No. He has not told the truth yet.
I ate you 40 McNuggets. I had the friggin' sauce. I had everything. I don't know what else you want.
When do you tell the truth?
Every day when I tell you I love you.
Oh my God. Your lawyer just texted me. Should I tell him I'm filing?
Did he text you just now?
No. He did before we came on the air. Okay. But anyway, Vito, you never tell the truth. You were never a New York Nick. You never rapped. You make up all these things. All the women you speak to have speech impediments like this. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. How comes you just can't be, like, close to a regular person? Like, I'm not asking you to be any different or not who you are. I'm just asking you to just seriously tell the truth. That's all I'm asking.
All right, so what do you want me to walk around and go, okay, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm not handsome, I stink.
But is that the truth?
Everything else
I'm saying. I smell like honey mustard and Paco Rabanne.
Paco Rabanne.
And honey mustard.
Why do you have cologne on for the show? I like to smell good.
Because you want to smell good for the show. I know. Yeah. I used to ask you why you typed in all caps and you used to go, well, it's because I'm deaf. These are like veto answers.
Listen.
But can't you just have a regular party? Can't you just have a regular event with your friends? Can't you just have a nice dinner or a pool party or, I don't know, something like that. It's not even like it's like a red letter birthday. I mean, you're turning, it's a regular birthday. It's not like it's like a big birthday. You're not turning 65. You weren't turning 40. It's just a regular birthday. It's a regular birthday.
Hold on.
That's it.
Guys, my favorite two holidays of the year, Christmas and my birthday.
Birthday's not a holiday.
Can you let me speak?
Go right ahead.
My birthday I consider a holiday. And every year, I always usually have a birthday bash. I throw myself a luau. I throw myself, you know, a big party where I rented a hall.
I was in on that one.
Right. I got a cake that said "Happy Birthday, Handsome" on it that they made for me.
I threw you a surprise or a all day party.
We had parties.
I threw you an all day party.
We had parties where it started at 12. Ended at 12. That's how deep...
That party ended later than 12.
Oh, my God. It was... You talk about, like, Jack and Coke, rum and Coke, Captain and Coke, beer.
I had food for days.
Oh, like, my God. Food. You talk about how...
It was an open house, but it never was an empty house.
The best part of it all is I had the hookup at the Pizza Hut, right?
Yeah.
Right? And my boy down there, my boy Blue... He said, "Yo, Vig, what are you doing? What do you need? It's my birthday, and I need these pies, and I need this pizza." Right? We had over 10 pizzas, breadsticks.
We had way more than 10 pizzas.
Yeah, it was 15.
Yeah,
right?
It was 15.
Because it was an all-day affair, right? He says, "V, I got you."
And I cleaned out the – I got everything, chips.
We had
every
everything.
Type of chip you could think of. These are the things that are okay. It's great when we throw these
and then
parties
at
together.
The luau that we had at my boy Shadis, in Shadis' garage. I said, "Sean, how about if we share a birthday?" He goes, "I don't care. What do you want to do?" I said, "Well, we're here in Gap, right? So Gap is near Lancaster, and there is the Amish country, right? So I said, listen, you Mennonite, let's have the Mennonite luau, right, where we invite people, and they all have to wear a Hawaiian shirt and come." She says, "It's an awesome idea." We had, and the thing I was so in love with that down in Gap was, they used to have the smoked chicken, right?
Oh, they have smokers where they bring the smoker to your house in your driveway, and they smoke chickens in your driveway.
It was the best thing I ever tasted in my life. I had it at a party previous. I said, "Sean, let's get the chicken guy." So we had a chicken guy. We had a DJ. We had the pizza guy up the street. We had every hookup in Pennsylvania.
There was a pool. There was alcohol. Like when people were bringing big things of alcohol. Remember the big, everybody had the styrofoam coolers that had all the rum in it. And like,
oh,
it was
God,
crazy.
You talk about a luau and a party.
That went all night too. But see, Vito has had great parties,
parties.
He's had amazing parties. So if you've had amazing parties, why do you want to go do a bachelor party with you and Jim Harsh and Preston when you can have an amazing party with everybody? Socially distancing, of course. You might not even have everything open to go to a bachelor party. Why can't you just have a regular birthday? Why do you always want a bachelor party?
Okay. Guys, you make the vote, all right? And we will go by what you vote. Is it a bachelor party for the BIGV from the LOG, or is it a big birthday bash at the crib? You make the choice.
It's not even at the crib. What we have planned is, like, massive.
Massive
yeah.
party.
So is it that Lily Fox and Noel Harlow plan the birthday party? Or is it Vito has a bachelor party with Preston and Jim? And Jim is 70. Really? You're going to take him to like a
That mofo bar? Is ready to go.
So you guys get to decide. I tongue-tied myself. You guys get to decide. So you go on Twitter and we will have a poll up. Magic Tea Spiller is my name. I will tag the Big Vito brand. You go on there and you click your vote. And you let us know. Why? Why not? Why Vito should have a bachelor party? Or why Noel should throw Vito? Let us know. We are on all social media, by the way, at the Big Vito Brand. So you can check us out on Instagram. You can check us out on Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat. We got everything, guys.
Got it going on.
And you pulled out your little list. Would you like to read the plugs for this week? He's been practicing.
Everybody knows that I mess up the plugs every week. I have not done it for 3 years. The 3 years that we podcast, that I mess up the plugs. So finally wrote it down. So I'd like to present it to you, okay?
Please present the plugs, Mr.
So our social media is at the Big Vito Brand at twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. And then the Big Vito Brand is where you could listen to all our podcasts. So if you go on our website, you know, Big Vito at BigVito.com, check it out. Give
That's
us
your email. You messed it up again.
At the Big Vito Brand.
The Big Vito Brand.
The Big Vito. Guys, check out our website. It's pretty cool. It's updated. It's got some updated TikToks on there. But the thing we'd like you to do is to subscribe to some of our stuff. We would greatly appreciate it. At least if you're going to vote for The Rock. And vote for Hogan, and vote for Flair, and vote for Harlow. At least subscribe to this stuff.
So,
I'm the people's album.
The people's album. Guys, you can subscribe to us on twitch.tv/thebigfitobrand. Click the subscription. Follow us. Come on, join along. We're happy to have you guys with us if you have Amazon Prime. Your subscription is free. Also, you can check us out on iHeartRadio and Anchor.fm or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're there. We're everywhere. We're the Big Vito brand.
That's right. And you know what, guys? What's even better is that, you know, we've been on quarantine, like, for both of us. And we have been taking care of ourselves. And, like, you know, we've been, you know, very concentrating on diets, keeping in shape, looking good. Finally getting out to be in the water, getting out Florida groove back, you know. And, you know, my wife has even said, you know, you look better working out in the garage and doing the stuff you've been doing than actually going to the gym and lifting all the heavy weights. And I have to agree. I have leaned out so much. And, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm, you know, training to do, you know, I actually enjoy it better than being in the gym with all 50,000 people. So I think I'm going to stick to what I've been doing and playing ball and, you know, enjoying life instead of going to the gym. Oh, really? You're tired when I'm speaking?
I am tired.
Oh, but if The Rock was on. Oh, Rock.
Listen.
Oh, Hogan.
I just do
the. Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to tell the people.
What?
Guys, do you know that the one place that I love to go more than any place in the world was Hogan's Beach? And my wife saw a sign online that said Hogan's Beach.
Hulk Hogan's selling me. That's the actual sign to Hogan's Beach.
Okay. I emailed the guy. I am praying I get this sign.
He wants to buy the sign from Hogan's Beach in Clearwater to put it on our tiki bar.
I would love
this. I think that thing is like huge.
I don't care if it's huge. It'll fit. Okay. But guys, if I get this sign.
Maybe you should get everybody to tweet Hulk Hogan and tell him to sell you the sign.
Guys, why don't you tweet Hulk Hogan? Tell him to give the BIGV from the LOG, the Big Vito brand, the sign for his birthday.
Vito said he will buy this sign.
I emailed the guy. I don't know if he got back to me yet, but.
He doesn't want him to give it to him. He'll buy it. He wants it.
I'll throw the guy $50. I don't care.
I'm not sure. I think they're going to want more than $50 for the sign.
But my birthday is coming up, and if there ever was a present that I could have, that would be the ultimate present to have that Hogan's Beach sign from there, you know, to have.
It's his favorite place in the world. And when they closed it, he cried a little.
I did cry. It was where are we going for lunch? Hogan's, brother. Hogan. Everybody on the East Coast was so hot. You're always at Hogan's. You live at Hogan's. What's going on at Hogan's?
You and Jimmy Hart were there together like every Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so your sign. So, guys, tweet Hulk Hogan and tell him, sell Big Vito the sign. He'll pay money for it. He's got cash. Just tell him he wants the sign.
I got a couple of shillings.
Shillings.
All right, guys, we're going to close the show. Peace out. We love you. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Update.
Hey, guys, it's Noelle. You're never going to believe this. So, Vito's been telling me for 2 weeks he ate Chick McNuggets. And this week, he actually smelled like McNuggets, so I figured, I'll let it go, because maybe he actually had McNuggets. Except, I needed to go in my, I have a cabinet that keeps a lot of my party stuff, and I needed to go in there to get a bowl. This is what I find. What is it, you ask? I'll show you. It's a bag of 40 chicken McNuggets. He didn't eat a single McNugget. The dips are still in there. I can't believe that he threw the DoorDash bag in my party cabinet. Oh, Vito. Look, he didn't eat any of the McNuggets. Not even a one. Come on, Vito.